This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As Americans, we use a lot of gasoline. How much? Daron LaVos, Transportation Policy Director for the Natural Resources Defense Council, detailed the numbers in a telephone press conference yesterday.
In 2008, Americans consumed a whopping 362 million gallons of gasoline. And with about 200 million registered drivers, that's between 1 and 2 gallons a day per person. And this costs us a lot of money. All told, Americans spent last year about $428 billion on gasoline.
That makes us economically vulnerable to changes in the price of oil. But the degree of vulnerability varies from state to state as a function of income levels and miles driven. In their third annual assessment of those figures, the NDRC rated California 33rd least vulnerable out of the 50 states. But Bill White, one of the consultants who prepared the study, explained that final ranking masks some higher-than-average costs.
In terms of the total expenditure per driver, which was $2,200 per driver per year, that ranks 17th. So Californians are spending more than the average, and then their income is higher, so the percentage puts them kind of in the middle of the pack.
On a more positive note, the NDRC report also examined the policy actions being taken by each state to reduce the use of fossil fuels. And in that arena, California earned the highest ranking. But LaVos noted that was based on the adoption of two key policies that will take some time to make their effects felt.
One is the Clean Car Law, which has now become the nationwide standard, but it's only going to take effect in the next several years and really take most effect starting in the 2012 model year. So there is a lag time there. And then secondly, California pioneered adoption of the low carbon fuel standard, which will also reduce reliance on gasoline in the state. And that also takes a few years to take effect.
To California's credit, he added, a number of additional smaller actions have been taken here as well.
A requirement that the state fleet of cars and trucks be more efficient. Restrictions on idling for cars and trucks to save fuel. Incentives to purchase hybrids. Research and development on clean fuels and cars. Those are the kind of policies that help pull the state up in addition to the fuel and the vehicle standards.
The other states doing the most to curb gasoline consumption are concentrated on the coasts. Washington, Oregon, Massachusetts, Florida, New York, and New Jersey among them. While the most vulnerable states are mostly in the Deep South, with the exceptions of Montana and New Mexico, where average driving distances are higher. In those states, residents spend, on average, more than 9% of their total incomes on gasoline. For California, the figure was a little over 5%. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.